Welcome back into Dragon Stadium. This is Round Rock Dragon Football presented by Larry Gilman Realtor. I'm Stephen Cadler, joined alongside by Dave Carter. And after that touchdown, it is Round Rock 43, Leander 7 as Round Rock looks to kick it off. 10:09 to go here in the third quarter. Two receivers split out either side. Morgan offset left. Smart goes in motion from right to left this time. Here's the snap. Seth Ford. It's going to be a delayed draw to Israel Morgan. And he'll get up to the 45-yard line, and it will be fourth down and one at their own 45-yard line. I like the creative play call and the delayed draw, but I just don't think it was sold well enough by Seth Ford. But still a decent pickup, and they will go for it here on fourth down. They're going to move Colin over to the right side now as they go trips on that side. Israel Morgan, single back, straight back of Seth Ford. Here's the snap. Be a quick throw out to Jordan Smart on the outside. He'll cut it back in. Run into his own man at the 40, stays on his feet, still on his feet, shaking and dragging players across the 30, gets down to the 27-yard line of the Lions, and that just shows you the strength and the athleticism of Jordan Smart. 7 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. Round Rock leads 21-14. Four receivers set, one tight end, one back in the backfield, offset left is Thomas. Here's the snap, Overton, corner blitz, oh! Got him! What a great play call. That's Alex Harris from the DB position on the corner blitz. So fast. Oh, mama. Beautiful, beautiful defensive play call there from Cody Moore. Love to see it. Fourth down and a mile and a half for the Tigers. One timeout remaining for the Dragons. And my heart is pumping out my chest. Season on the line. Second down nine from the 27-yard line of Vista Ridge. Down by three, 46 seconds. Wind at your back. Very important here, just in case.
I like the way the Dragons are playing at this point. I think they're going to pull something out here, and they're going to get in the end zone. This offense is geared to score quickly. I'm excited, man. Your heart's pumping, my heart's pumping, everybody's pumping. Everybody's standing in the stands, both sides of the field. There's nobody sitting down.
Two receivers left, two right. Israel Morgan in the pistol set, straight behind Seth Ford, who stands with his heels at the 32-yard line. Now he moves Israel Morgan next to him on the right side. Here's the snap. Ford steps up in the pocket, and it's intercepted. Game over. He threw a pick. He was looking for the back shoulder of Jordan Smart, and Jordan just wasn't quite there. Intercepted. Vista Ridge will win this game. The Dragons will look to move quick here in that same three receiver set, one back in the backfield. Play action is going to be kept by Seth Ford, who gets across the 25-yard line and is finally run out of bounds at the 20. 12-yard gain. Bringing up another first and 10 as the Dragons just continue to methodically move this ball down the field, seemingly getting everything they want. Four receiver set, trips to the far side, single set down here to the near side. Anderson offset left in the backfield. Martinez in the gun. Will take the snap. Three-step drop, looking to throw deep downfield, flushed out of the pocket to his left. He's just going to have to throw this one across the middle. It's complete to Nate Anderson. And that's an 8-yard pickup. And that's exactly what R.J. Martinez can do there. Extends the play. Looks like he's going to be sacked. And then all of a sudden, 8-yard gain to bring up second down and short.
First down from the 21-yard line now. Jordan Smart in the Wildcat will take the snap, go over the left side of the offensive line, get across the 15-yard line. Big pickup there of about 8 yards. Everything seems to be working on the ground for this Dragon team as we reach 3 minutes and 45 seconds left in this half. We also have to talk about Jordan Smart, his ability to make people miss, to outrun people. He is just giving you the stats on those run plays. Don't do them justice on just how good he has been. Israel Morgan has just been key in keeping the offense on the field and keeping that clock running and putting points on the board. Seth Ford has looked poised back there in the pocket. He's thrown the ball when he's had to, tucked it and ran when he's had to. He's looked really, really smart. The people who are supposed to be making plays on this Round Rock team are making plays.
Full receiver set, Anderson in the backfield, offset right. Going to be a quick throw out to DeBerry. It's going to be caught. He's going to be blown up. Beautiful defensive play there from Parker Kuhn coming from his linebacker position. It's going to be a pickup of about 4 yards, but could have easily gone for a touchdown if Parker Kuhn wasn't there.
Second down two from the 17.
They'll give it to Israel Morgan, and he'll get the first down easy and stay on his feet across the 10 to the 9-yard line. And it will be first down goal from the 9. So you cannot pick up a first down. You've got four plays to go 9 yards.
Ford gets the play call, tells his offensive line. Four receivers set, twins to either side. Lenardi in the backfield, offset right. Man in motion is Wernley. He's going to take the jet sweep. He's looking for one block, and it's going to be great pursuit there from the Warriors. Ryan Lass on the tackle as Wernley picks up 1 yard. And this clock will tick down 2-1, and that is the end of the third quarter here at Dragon Stadium. We'll be right back for the fourth quarter. Dragon fans, put up your fours. It is the fourth quarter.
Three receivers set, two to the right, one to the left. Israel Morgan up the middle.
Nope.
Step forward. Touchdown. Round Rock wins. Read option. Oh, after he fumbles the ball twice on the read option tonight, they go to it, and it scores the winning touchdown. Step forward. 7 yards. Ball game. Good night, Tiger. Three receivers to the left, one down here to the near side right is Jordan Smart. He's in motion. Jet sweep, give to Smart, looking for a block. Got one across the 40, 45, 50. Cuts it back, 45, 40. Step forward, downfield blocking, 30. One man to beat, end zone. Jordan Smart, 70 yards. Final score, 34-31 in a barn burner overtime victory for the Dragons. We'll take a quick one here and be back to give you some post-game analysis, talking about this game and the future, what it holds for Round Rock. You're listening to Round Rock Dragon Football presented by Larry Gilman, Realtor.